A federal emergency has been declared in 8 different states, and this seems almost engineered. How is this happening? How does this keep happening in the most prosperous and the most energy producing country in the entire world? America is the number one energy producer and the most prosperous country in the world, and this keeps happening. Federal emergency declared in 8 different states. And just to give you guys a glimpse of what the future is going to look like, what they want America to look like, this is what's happening in South Africa right now. We will get to these 8 states in just a second, but this is a glimpse into your future inside the United States of America. So here's the headline out of Bloomberg. I thought this was incredible when I saw this, and it said South Africa passes 200 days of power cuts as 2022 draws to a close. This was a couple weeks ago. So in 2022, South Africa had 200 days of rolling blackouts. That's what they want to come to the United States. And it's intertwined with this federal emergency that was just declared. This is an energy emergency that was declared in 8 different states. And so far in 2023, South Africa has had rolling blackouts every single day. Every single day, and they had 200 days in 2022, and they're saying this is going to continue for at least a couple more years. At least this is probably just a new normal, and this is sad because this is a place that is abundant in resources, very rich in resources, and they have their power cut off 200 days a year, rolling blackouts where your power is shut off for hours and hours a day. So I just wanted to bring that up really quick just to give perspective of what's coming next to America, all right? And it's already happening right now, but America is much bigger, and we are the number one energy producer in the world. So let's get into what is going on here. There's also some other stuff going on too of why this is happening that I will get to after we get to these 8 states. So let's dive into these 8 states here. So a federal emergency has been declared by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. You need to be getting prepared if you're in any of these states. I am in Colorado, and I need to get stocked up, all right, because this is happening right now, all right? So you can see here, regional emergency declaration, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. And this is because there have been massive energy shortages in these regions, and it is now getting critical where they need to step in and intervene so drivers can get the deliveries to the customers. All right, you can see here they posted on their Twitter there. Go follow me on Twitter if you haven't already. And you can see here the FMCSA hereby declares that an emergency exists that warrants issuance of a regional emergency declaration and an exemption from certain regulatory requirements of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. And it says, such an emergency is in response to the unanticipated shutdown of the Suncor refinery in Colorado. Severe winter weather storms and high demand resulted in difficulty in obtaining necessary gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel in the affected states, and the current and anticipated effects on people and property, including the immediate risk to public health, safety, and welfare. All right. It says this declaration addresses the emergency conditions created a need for immediate transportation of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel and provides necessary relief in those 8 states I named. All right. So it's very interesting that they directly said this is tied to the Suncor refinery being shut down in Colorado. This is the biggest refinery in Colorado. It affects all these states, and it has been shut down for over are close to a month now, a couple weeks now, because of a massive explosion, all right? I made a whole video on it last week, how there was multiple refinery explosions, and one of them was the Suncor explosion a couple weeks ago at the beginning of the year, all right? This is what happened, and this has been causing gas prices to go up. Gas prices are already back to around $4 in Colorado where I'm at. They're around $3.90 where I'm at, creeping up to $4 already again. All right, so, and this is because this refinery produced around 150,000 barrels per day.
All right, and it's been knocked offline. And it's bigger than just that, too. All right, there's also been 15% of all the United States oil has been knocked offline as well for the United States and Canada. All right, this is huge. And this video really didn't get that many views. 13K views, that's great. Thankful for everyone that watched, but it should have gotten a lot more traction. This is a huge story that all of these different pipelines, five different pipelines coming in from Canada, one of the main ones, the Keystone Pipeline, remember that was shut down for the past couple months from a massive oil leak in Kansas. It's shut down again. All right. And also four other pipelines coming in from Canada that are massive have been shut down as well, resulting in 1.7 million barrels per day being taken offline. All right. So this is incredible that this is happening. And now a federal emergency is being declared in these different states in reaction to this oil being taken offline. So you need to get prepared now, guys. You need to stock up on gas. They're saying this affects diesel, jet fuel. This could affect truckers. This could affect the supply chain. This could affect airports and planes, transportation, planes moving around. We've already seen a lot of suspicious things going on with our planes the past few weeks. Now we could see a shortage in jet fuel as well. And now the federal government is stepping in and declaring an emergency over this. So get prepared, guys. Get stocked up. Have a few gallon cans of gasoline for your car. You never know. Just a couple months ago, I remember I made a video of it because it kept happening that every time, not every time, but every other time I would go to the gas station, they would be out of gas. All right. They would have the pumps blocked off. This was a couple months ago before winter in the fall. This was happening consistently, and we could see gas shortages again. All right. So if you're in these eight states, definitely get prepared, guys. And it's one of these things where you never know. We don't really control the gas. We don't control the supply chain. We don't control the flow. And we don't control these pipelines. How did five different pipelines get shut down all at once, accumulating for approximately 15% of all the oil consumption in the United States and Canada per day? All right, 1.7 million barrels. This is insane that this is happening, and we could see energy prices spike even more. So get your wood stove, guys, especially if you're in these eight states. This is what will keep you alive. All right, we already saw rolling blackouts last month, right around Christmas, all right? Tens of millions of people had power outages at one point or another from this massive blizzard that swept across the country, all right? So we could see this again. We could see blackouts in any moments. They warn in the summer there's going to be blackouts, and then they warn in the winter there's going to be blackouts too. So you can't get away from it. If you were in these eight states, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, Wyoming, get ready. Texas, I believe, just declared an emergency as well for winter storms coming their way. I believe the governor just declared an emergency, and they're trying to get ready for that. And this is on top of their fuel, propane, heating emergency, energy emergency they are facing too. So get prepared, guys. A like down there, smash the like button, smash the comments. Are you in these states? Are you prepared? Let me know what gas prices are. Gas prices are going back up in my area, all right? They're almost $4 a gallon again, and I think part of it's due to this refinery closing, all right? It's starting to accumulate. Hit that like, hit that thumbs up, hit those comments, hit that sub bell, hit that membership site down below. Use code dollar to get that membership for $1, and you guys have a big old blessed day.